Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting Skim. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/skim and start living a better life today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back to doing the show right now, yo. It's Christmas week, so here we are just prior. When is it? Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
Friday's Christmas Eve. Saturday is Christmas.
Why do I have it in my head that Christmas Eve is on Thursday?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll stop
I'm not quite sure.
You're sure of it, though, right?
I'm positive.
Okay. Are we ready for whatever we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's not like when the kids were little. It's different now.
We didn't have to do a whole lot this year, which has been really nice. We got to kind of chill and watch more movies.
Yeah.
Bake more.
Yeah.
Kind of plan more meals. And
yeah, it's been pretty chill. This week was, I think I'm a little dough-headed from the booster,
absolutely,
honestly.
Absolutely, you are.
I feel like, kind of like I can't remember anything.
I got my booster with Carter last week, but Scott couldn't do it because he was still on antibiotics from the sinus infection.
Yeah. It's gone now,
from
though.
The week before.
Don't have that anymore.
We're well, but now Scott is feeling loopy from his booster.
A little bit. I think people who get sick or fevers or whatever from their vaccines, I don't get any of that. I just get kind of dumb and slow.
It made me really, really tired for a day and a half, and yeah, my arm really sore.
I'm still sore.
I know.
Like, if you
tomorrow
hit me right
you'll
there,
wake up and it'll be like, oh, it's gone.
If yeah, you hit me there right now,
can I?
We'd have to be divorced. This would be the start of it. File the paperwork.
No.
Yep. Get
stop.
A lawyer. Get a lawyer.
That's all it would take? Wow.
Do we have a lawyer?
No.
We don't. We have some listeners who are lawyers. They'd probably give me some pro bono. That sounds dirty. But they'd probably help us out if we needed
help
it, right?
Help us out?
I don't know. It could be. Can you represent both sides of the divorcees?
Probably not, but I don't think that would be all it takes.
All right. Well, we are boosted and ready, but we're 29 also
29 years, and all it takes is a punch in the arm.
Yeah, that's it. But only while I'm vaccinated. Hey, so speaking of that, we ended up having most of our extended family stuff get canceled last second, like literally last second. We were supposed to do it tonight.
I think it had more to do with reading up and finding out. What did you say? 70% of the U.S. is COVID.
There's just
cases.
There's a big surge right now, regardless of type. It's just all over the place.
Not necessarily a surge in cases, but most of the cases are Omicron. Which
no,
is
there's
a
surge in cases.
Huge spreadable thing.
The problem is surge in cases. If it was just normal, then we wouldn't care.
I think we had a surge in cases after Thanksgiving, and I think everyone's expecting one after Christmas, which is another reason not to get together.
Well, the bigger point is, yes, there will always be a surge after these events.
Yeah.
The fact that there's one leading up to it is bad. That's bad.
Well, that's because of all the Christmas parties. It's
or
not
whatever.
Just, like, you don't have Thanksgiving parties or Halloween. Well, some people do Halloween parties. But you don't have a lot before the holiday, whereas Christmas, you have work parties and friend parties and neighborhood parties all before the holiday even hits. Yeah.
The point is, we have people in our family, extended family, who have cancer. We have people who are in the middle of pregnancies. My mom's 82. Her husband's 90.
Like, it's just too much.
It's too much to put 30 people in a hot room in the middle of winter when
in a hot room for
you're already
getting
sick anyway. I mean, I got that stupid sinus infection from being in one of those groups. Thankfully, nobody spread COVID around that week. But
yeah, no kidding.
I don't want to push it. So anyway, it's not our, you know, it wasn't necessarily even our doing. We just kind of said, "Hey, how's everyone else feeling about this?" And they were all like, "I don't know." And we're like, "Oh, well, if we're all thinking that, we're done. Freaking back out. Pull that car out. Beep beep beep." So we're not doing that. That's fine. It really is fine. Because, yeah. I mean, this is no offense to anybody in my extended family. I love them all. I see them all the time, though. They're no longer the Christmas ground zero they were when I was a kid. Christmas ground zero is me, my son, my two daughters, you, and the little baby boy named Van. Those are it.
And their significant others.
Yeah, well, I mean, Carter's is a dog, and I don't mean ugly.
Do you even say... You didn't say Dylan. That's why I was saying that.
Yeah, Dylan, of course.
Dylan and B. And B. I'm like, they're part of that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nick is dating a girl named B. Her real name is Beatrice or something?
No, Brinley.
Brinley.
Beatrice, wow.
B. Arthur. So yeah, he's dating one of the Golden Girls, and it's going good. It's because she's very nice. We all like her just fine. That sounded like I'm half-hearted. That's not
the
what I mean.
The kids all play video games.
Yeah, they're all fine. Everybody's fine.
So they're all happy with it. So
they're all going to be here, some of them on Christmas Eve.
Some on Christmas Day.
Some on Christmas Day. A little bit of mix of everything.
But we're talking about nice. Eight people.
Yeah. And it's a white Christmas. We already have snow that won't leave.
Yeah, it's frozen out there.
I kind of hope it snows again just to be fresh.
It's going to. Did you know that?
No.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we're expecting snow.
I'm dreaming.
Ugh, stop it.
You don't want me to sing?
No, I don't.
Oh, honey. I still haven't been
Can
whammed.
Can I punch you in the arm now?
Don't be looking at that. What are you looking at that for? Oh, you're looking at the weather. I haven't been whammed yet. Whamageddon.
I have. And it I know. Was the most, I tried Brian too. So hard to stay away from it. The weirdest part is where I was.
Where
I was
were
in
you?
A Vietnamese restaurant eating pho.
Oh, yeah. An actual
Vietnamese restaurant that always plays K-pop. I was like, I'll be safe here.
Yep, they're playing K-pop. They always play K-pop when you're in there.
They played it.
Nope, they played it. You got whammed.
Whammed.
I have not.
I can't believe you have not.
Well, I heard a cover of it today, and I thought, oh, no. I got hit, and Brian goes, nope, it has to be the original wham version.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
But this was actually the wham version of it. I could not believe I got whammed.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's what happened there. Anyway, so that's that.
I did last 12 days.
Really?
That was on the 12th.
12 days of Christmas.
There you go.
12 days of
12
whamness.
12 days of wham again.
Whamlessness.
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 Okay, so if I look at the weather, Thursday through next Thursday, 7 days in a row, we're expecting
snow. Nice cold temperatures. Sweet.
So
okay,
we'll see what happens.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
If I said to you, Kim, your life depends on your answers to the following question. Can you name the members of Wham?
No,
could you do it?
George Michael, that's all I
You don't know the other guy, do you? I don't either.
That's all I know.
Brian knows
all
it.
I could do is see the skinny beard and the earring.
Yep.
That's all it needs.
Skinny Beard McEarring is his name.
And all no, I'm talking about George Michael.
Oh.
And his bleached hair. That's all I can think about. And that's all I see whenever I hear the song.
Is it Last Christmas? You gave me my heart. Okay. See, that didn't count what I just did because that's
no,
a cover.
No one got whammed just now.
Nope.
Don't worry about it.
I got iTunes will pull me down because I broke a law. hey, look at this. You guys can't see it. I'll kind of knock on a few of these. You can't really see them. But
no one knows what that is.
I know. I'm going to explain it.
Knocking around.
So you got these. Listen. It's not very good. Anyway, I've been going through cables because I have bins full of cables and small devices and adapters and audio converters and a million things I've had for years that I don't need, but I always keep because I think I might need.
Now, if you asked anyone listening to this, they would probably tell you they have at least a drawer of the same thing.
Oh, no. People I know.
I don't get on all of these things, and I still have a pile of them that are like, oh, this is from my last
everyone has cables,
phone.
But I have friends who have way more than this. This is nothing.
But everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, they know what I mean.
The pile of cables.
Plus, you forget when a cable goes kind of end of life, and then you're never going to use it again, but you don't know. You just put it in a box, and you didn't care. Like, I can see right now, I've kept a borderline one. This one right here is a USB 1.0.
Are you kidding me?
Because
can I take it out?
No, because some of the printers that they still make have that connector. Some devices still have it.
I'm just going to put it out there, though.
What?
We don't own a printer.
Right now, we don't. No, because we're tossing the two.
But you said it's borderline. Does it mean it's broken?
No, it means it's borderline. Should I keep it or not? Almost anything older than that, I toss.
Like it may or may not work.
No, it'll totally work.
It's just we don't even have a printer, though.
It used to be I could never find good HDMI cables. I have like five, and I'm keeping them all.
A 4-inch square space. I could get rid of that one cable, though.
It's tiny.
Because the other reason I say this is because if you got a printer, wouldn't it come with one of those?
No, they usually the printers don't.
Are you sure?
They didn't when I bought a printer last.
It's been a long time since you bought a printer. I will bet you will that will be there. I should mark it. And in 10 years, that's going to be in the same spot. I should mark it on the outside of the clear bin.
I just think I went through.
This cable
here's the, here.
Is still here.
I went through here and I zip tied these. So these are going to be really easy and non-tangled in the future. I had
a bin
rat's nest over here the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
And I went through every cable, kept through
Scott
tons away.
Like he had a ball from a Christmas vacation ball of lights.
And look at this.
But it was just cables. Don't lift
it. I can't even lift it. A big old garbage bag full of cables. So I'm throwing stuff away.
All right. You are.
Anyway, so this now it'll be easier to go through, and every couple of years or every year, whatever,
this
I can just open
smaller.
It, go, oh, we don't need that anymore, toss it out.
You say that, but by then, in a couple of years, we'll probably have enough to fill the box.
No.
Of other cables that you've bought in a couple of years.
I think USB-C is here to stay for a long time and is going to be the standard for almost everything.
Don't you think they said that whenever they came out
no.
with the floppy disk?
No. No. No one
it's
said that.
Stay around for a long time.
No,
what are
no
they
one
do
said
next?
That. No one
what
ever said that.
What are they going to do next?
Cable connectivity's kind of hit like a crescendo. It's not going anywhere else.
All
so
right.
I only kept a couple of oldies because who knows? And then most of them are
see
ones
these
that are current.
Three right here. We should take those out because we need those all over the house.
Yeah, those are. That's fine. That's what this box is for. It's not just to store them. It's to if someone needs something, we check and see what's in there.
This box is going to get stored.
No, it's not. I'm going to have it so it's accessible, or else
no,
what's the point?
Because then it's sitting in the middle of the living
room. No. Like away, but in a place where I could go, oh, hold on a second, pull it out, open
away,
it.
Away, but not away.
Not away, away. Carter, what do you think?
Do you have
an opinion?
Away?
Carter's here, but she's not saying anything. Carter?
I have silent judgment over the cords.
What?
She's
do
seen
not,
some of
you
these
don't
cords.
Get to have any judgment.
She's seen these cords for years.
Carter, you have so much dumb trinkety stuff.
You claim I have all this stuff.
Yeah.
You do. But I think it's projection. Because I have a room and an office, and everything is on a shelf and displayed or in a drawer.
Displayed
or
on the floor
everything
and on
is
the
a place. I don't have an entire giant office and two storage rooms worth of crap.
Yeah, but
this is true.
But I got
right.
28 years on you or whatever I was when
that
you were born.
That means nothing. I don't have any
funny.
Extra cables.
That's true. You come and get them from me when you need them. And that's okay. I like to have a repository of available stuff.
They're so cheap.
Yeah, but that's wasteful, right?
Okay, if we can get it down to one bin, it's okay.
Let's save the universe.
Can we get it down to one bin?
Yeah, that's
of
the goal.
That you might use.
That's
I'm
the
using
goal.
Air quotes.
I'm
here,
not
might
done yet.
Use.
I'm not done yet because I still have three or four in there to go through. But when I'm done, the goal is this is the cable box.
Did
that's
you like
it.
That I had to tell them I'm using air quotes right now?
I mean, you sounded like air quotes.
It sounded like air quotes. You could
okay,
hear her quotes.
You could hear it.
You could feel her fingers in the air. Can you explain your Gilmore Girls thing real quick? You're watching that again.
I am watching it. I watch it.
Every
once
every
a year.
Month, we watch a whole full
I watch
seven
it
seasons.
About once a year.
Ow! she hit my entry point.
That doesn't sound good. That's
my what do you call it? It's starting to itch. It's starting to itch.
Okay? I watch Gilmore Girls in the fall to the winter because it takes a while to get through.
Yeah, but you.
But
you
it is my comfort food. I don't have to pay attention. I know what
I know,
happens.
I know.
It is one of those things I can sit on Pinterest. And go through recipes for Christmas while watching it.
But the second she goes to college, it goes to crap.
So you are
she
watching
she should start
it
over.
So
no,
you're
no,
watching
no.
It then.
I walk in the room and go, oh, that's the one where she's in college
no,
already. I hate it.
There's a good like season of college. And then it gets really dumb really quickly.
So then go back and recycle. Go to the beginning again. Because that was a sweet couple
need
of seasons.
But I don't need to until next fall.
Oh.
Till next November.
But I thought it was all about the Christmas movies right now. Like your lady movies.
I do
movies.
That too. Isn't that funny how that works? I kind of have it going on when I'm cooking in the kitchen and the TV's on in the living room. I can have Gilmore Girls going. I know what's going on. I'm not missing anything, really.
What does it say about me that I want, like, dark horror right now? That's what I want.
Is that your kind of Christmas movie?
I don't know. Not normally. I just want that right now. Is that weird?
Are you in a dark
place?
I
want to furrow up.
Are we all in a dark place?
I want to fire up Shudder.com and watch like...
curl up.
I don't know. Hatchet Man 3 or whatever.
Sitting under a blanket like a burrito and watching horror films. Merry Christmas.
I don't know why.
It's all right.
Although I am watching...
Everybody gets their weird times when they have to watch the things that make them happy. Yeah. And that's what Gilmore Girls does for me. But it only is sometimes.
I'm watching Foundation.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's the Apple TV thing. Yeah. It's really good. It's sci-fi. It's based on some books that I thought would be impossible to adapt.
Really?
And they have clearly, it's like Dune. They have clearly whittled it down so that it's not quite so complicated. But those books are ridiculous. Like huge and
but
long and
Dune,
complicated.
But I love Dune, so maybe I would like that.
You'd probably like it. I think
see,
you'd
in
like
January,
it.
It starts over to a whole nother thing where I get into cleaning mode and I like to clean out and I like to watch darker things and kind of really thoughtful things.
British murder mysteries.
I do like British murder mysteries.
Yeah.
I've watched them all, though. Those are pretty cozy, though.
Cozy?
Compared to American murder mysteries.
Ah, they slashed her up the face with a horse axe.
That's not what happened. First of all, it's not to me. What is a horse axe?
I don't know. I wonder why a pirate's doing it.
I think he meant horse axe.
No! I didn't mean horse axe. Horse axe.
Sounds like an alien.
Sounds like a Harry
like a
Potter
Dr. Seuss
thing.
Character.
Yeah. We gotta get the horse axe, Harry.
Horzax, friend of the Lorax.
I have to admit, the HBO Max is showing off a reunion thing they're doing for Harry Potter, where all the actors are getting together in the room with the floaty candles and everything to just talk about their growing up and you know when they were little and now they're older, and all the old people actors are there and everything that are alive still. Everybody but Alan Rickman, sadly.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to see it.
It'll be cool. You really loved your Harry Potter.
I did like my Harry Potter.
Your comfort stuff a few years ago.
I read back in the early aughts when my kids were little-ish. Carter, what were you in 2004?
I would have been seven.
Seven. You, when you were 7 years old, I listened to the Harry Potter books 5 times over.
I don't remember what age I was, but I remember going to one of like the midnight lines where you wait for the seventh book.
That was for...
It was the seventh guys.
Yeah, seventh
and
book, and it was a grocery store.
There, and I wanted to wait so
that was
bad
a Target.
With
you
the
two
whole
went
time.
To Target.
Did but we? Then Mom Jet ended up picking us up, or me up.
Because it was so late.
It was so late.
And you were grumpy.
And I was like 9.
Yeah, and your eyes had already gone like that. Carter has this thing where her eyes...
It kind of droop.
Tilt. Droop by
she
the time the night comes
really
around.
Tired.
Whatever those muscles are, they give out about 6. And so I was in there waiting by myself. But... Yeah, that was a big deal, and the point is... Oh, and you were born the year the first book came out, so that's how old it is.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, it's 24, 25 years ago, whatever it is.
24 and a half.
4 and a half, yeah. Oh, that's weird. I don't like that. Were you married yet when I was 24?
I'm more than 24 and a half. Yes. That's crazy.
We were married. No, wait, I had Taylor by the time... no, I was 25.
No, I was born when Mom was 24.
Okay.
So
and you were 27.
I'm the same
age as
Mom.
I was 27.
When she had me. Had her second kid. Imagine
weird.
The two children.
She already pushed okay, human beings from her groin.
Okay. Ew. All right.
All right. Also, okay, so Gilmore Girls is fine, whatever. She's just, when she goes to college, everything's stupid. Those characters are the worst. And it's a bummer because the best part of that show is everything happening at Stars Hollow at home with Luke's diner and then Kirk.
Dad loves it. Still continue to see, you know.
I like the early stuff. I've said that. I've been on record. I don't have a problem with Gilmore Girls. I have a problem with the writing after like season 3 or so.
I was telling Mom in if they had written this show, I'm sorry, I'm like taking over your
no,
show.
No, go ahead. Be
you're
here.
Fine. You're off this week. It's
if
great.
They had which it was too early for them to know this, but if they had gone the Schitt's Creek direction of mm-hmm. you know, there's a little drama, there's whatever, but everyone's generally normal and happy and things are fine, I think we would have liked that show more.
I agree. Carter pointed out to me that Rory is actually the villain of the
Rory and
of the Lorelai. Piece.
They're the villains.
They're the villains
of their own
Lorelai
story.
Lorelai less, but still like.
But Rory, she spawned
Rory.
Rory
is actually the villain.
So
of
she's the
story.
Damien of Satan.
Yeah.
Spawned of Satan.
She's the actual.
All problems come back to her.
You guys are
and
really.
She's just a brat.
Wrapping it apart, aren't
she? She's kind of a brat.
She's butt. And she's so spoiled.
But I want to like it because I like mother daughter. You know that all that stuff's great. Whenever they're in the town, it's great. But. And her mom's fine, I guess, or whatever. There's some things about all of it that's weird. But later on, her and her boyfriend circle just a constant, like, rotate out these guys. And they're all the worst humans. Ugh, hate it. All right, on that note.
All right, on that note.
Maybe you need some better help in your life. I don't know. Hey, Kim, what interferes with your happiness? Don't say me. Just kidding.
I'm not going to say you. I'm going to say other people.
Oh, other people. Okay.
Other drivers.
Other drivers getting in the way of Kim's happiness, all right? Stops her from achieving her goals, like getting home on time or parking in a decent place. Well, guess what? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you connect in a safe online environment. So it's super convenient. And if you're not comfortable with that person for very long, or for whatever reason they're not a good match, they'll rematch you and not charge you for that. That's pretty cool. You can start communicating in under 48 hours, all without ever having to sit in that stupid waiting room. We all hate it. We don't like it in there. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they made it super easy for you, and free of charge, of course, to change those counselors. And BetterHelp is available to clients worldwide. They also offer a broad range of expertise, which may not be available locally in many areas. You never know. Anything you share is confidential, whether you're talking about depression, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, anger, grief, self-esteem, whatever it may be, they've got experts for that. Check out some really great testimonials on their site as well if you'd like to get more information from some of their users. Start living a happier life today. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/skim. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's betterhelp.com/skim for 10% off your first month. Thanks, BetterHelp. Okay, real quick, there's like a fruit fly in here.
Is it driving you crazy? I saw you swatting at it.
If it lives today, it'll be a Christmas miracle because I'm pissed at this fly.
It'll be a Christmas miracle anyway. They only live 24 hours.
It's driving me crazy. All right, who wants emails? You guys want emails? Carter, you're here already. You may as well listen to these. Here you go. Got emails at skimshow@gmail.com. This one's from Christopher, not my nephew, different Christopher. Says, hey guys, love the show. Want to pipe in on the pizza discussion. My mother is highly allergic to tomatoes, so to buy pizza with white half and red sauce is what we do. I am too allergic. However, I'm willing to suffer for a delicious pizza with red sauce. I think it's the only way to eat pizza. I think Scott think crust is like eating paper. Oh, Scott, think crust is like eating paper. Deep dish is better. I'm not sure what that means. Oh, I think he's saying he spelled it wrong, but he's saying the thin crust tastes is like no good. Scott's you should have, crust. Yeah, thick crust is for losers. Sorry, Chris. I'm sure you're great. Anyway,
I like thick crust too.
The red pizza, red sauce versus white sauce, though, was the big argument.
I don't like deep Scott dish, likes though.
Deep dish is thick, gross.
Really? Carter likes thick crust, but not thick pizza.
No,
I don't want lasagna. Dish. I want pizza.
You don't like Chicago style
Scott
pizza?
Scott likes.
Oh, thin I love Chicago
I'll
style.
I'll eat it. It's not my favorite.
It's like lasagna with bread.
That does not describe something that sounds appetizing.
No, but I got a lot of feedback on this week just here and there about this, and most people agreed that the white sauce is for weirdos. So.
I think it's funny that Christopher is willing to eat it even though he's allergic. That's how much he likes the red sauce.
No, that's somebody who understands real pizza. The other night we ordered some, and I was so worried because you got the one pizza was all white sauce and things that shouldn't go on it, and the other one was pepperoni with red, but there was so much pepperoni on there. I just thought we were all going to have a bad night. Turned out fine. But that pepperoni was so much. You see how much they put in there?
I saw. Marco's
some
pizza,
was baked
man.
Into it, and then they had some on top of it, and then little ones that all curled up in little cups on top of that. I thought they were going to kill me. That was all the pepperoni. It was like running through a...
pepperoni farm? What?
Like a... No, what's that place called? Not Petridge Farms.
Petridge Farms.
The place in the mall.
Petridge Farms?
They sell the logs? Yeah, okay, it's like running through there with your mouth open.
Hickory Farms. Yeah. You're right.
Petridge Farms doesn't remember. see here. This is one from Keaton who said, oh, we know Keaton, don't we? Why is the name familiar? We just talked about Keaton.
It's a name that people have.
There are a lot of Keatons around.
Do we know more Keatons than one? Mm-hmm. Hey, Skim Show. A bit of an odd question, so bear with me. You guys, or have you guys given any thought to how cool it is that Van will have access to so much of your lives? To me, I only have the context of my grandparents as old people. In my mind, with the exception of old pictures and home videos, my grandparents are 100% just old grandparents. Van, or even your kids too, have some access to in-depth recordings and random discussions of yours from 10 to 15 years ago. Even now, the Skim catalog offers dozens of hours from his grandparents' discussions and thoughts on a variety of miscellaneous things. All in the moment. If I had dozens of hours of my grandparents' voices and even video from what they were like in their 30s and 40s, it would be fascinating. Van is sort of on the cutting edge of this kind of experience. Actors, kids can watch their parents in old movies and interviews, and in this future, everybody will have access to their parents' old Instagram and Facebook stuff. But right now, it's just sort of a unique experience. It is still notable to me that when I listen to very old Film Sack episodes and hear Scott mention his 10-year-old son. Anyway, just some random thoughts I had. I hope I enjoy the show, Keaton. That's a really good point.
That is a really good point. I never thought about that. My grandparents always seem just like old people.
Yeah, mine too. There was a big difference in age.
Yeah.
Compared to Van. Because Van, you know, I literally had my first grandson in my 40s. I don't think that's true of any of my grandparents. I didn't have kids that.
That's true. My parents were in their 40s when I got married and when we had kids.
Yeah, but they seem old.
They also were still raising kids when I got married. So that's different. They do seem old now.
Yeah. If you guys hear that, I apologize. I'm only kidding. You're fine human. They're great people. That's
a good point, though, because he will have access to 10 years ago.
I've thought about this a lot. I have hundreds of thousands of hours of content of my dumb voice.
Of your voice, but also of the kids' voices and all the things that we didn't get to see or hear of. We saw a lot of pictures when I was a kid of grandparents, great-grandparents, things like that.
Yeah.
Black and white photos. But this is very different.
But when you guys come up and they're already ancient, you kind of are just getting that version of them, right?
True.
Which is fine, except you don't have the energy. You don't see the energy they once had and all that. You just see them sort of sitting on the couch and being sweaty in the middle of the South. I guess you weren't in the middle. You were on the edge.
It was on the deep South.
Deep South. Kim was right there, right in the middle of all that. Did we ever tell anyone on here how your driver's ed coach was Brett Favre's dad?
I don't know.
What was his name?
Irvin.
Irvin Favre.
He taught me driver's ed.
Yeah. And Brett Favre was in high school, but he left the year before you started?
2 years. Well, I was a freshman when he was a senior.
So you shared the school for a hot semester, for a hot year. 2 years
ahead of me. So no, I was a sophomore when he was a senior and leaving.
Weird.
Yeah.
He was about to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'll say about Brett Favre.
There you go.
Some good years of Green Bay. And that was when I loved Green Bay, so I'll give him that. All right. Let's see. Here's another one. We got a lot of great emails this week. This one's from Jeremy Q. Hello, Scott and Kim. The question is more for Kim, since we've heard Scott's answers many times on TMS. But what are some song lyrics that you misheard, and it wasn't until later in life that you found out what the correct lyrics were?
Okay, first of all, I don't remember songs and their lyrics unless I'm listening to the song. I'm not like you.
You're not like me. You're not like...
Where you can just name off words from a song that you heard in high school.
But check this out. If I asked Kim right now to rattle off all of our kids' individual social security numbers, she could do it. She could rattle off all the phone numbers we've ever had, the ones we have now.
Mom and like get all this information.
Yeah, stop.
Oh, yeah. Don't kidnap. Kim doesn't know anything.
I don't know their social security numbers, by the way.
You do too.
Also, not theirs. It would not be smart to kidnap mine. Mom would kill a man.
I don't know yours. I don't know your phone number.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I know.
That's bad.
It's just in my phone. I don't know yours.
That's most people. I know mom's, but that's it.
Is it the 291?
Yeah. End?
Okay. I don't want to dox you here on the show, but. All right. I kind of know it. I don't think I know the prefix.
I know the area code.
Same
as yours, if that helps.
It's same as mine? No.
No, it's different.
It's not.
It's the same as
only me, you, and Nick have the.
But when it comes to like actors' names, movie plots, story stuff like that, or songs, Kim's the opposite of me. I remember all of it. Kim remembers hardly any of it. But when it comes to like important things, like full credit card numbers and
numbers, really, really well. Yeah, I remember most of my recipes, and I think I annoy a lot of people with this because people will call me and say, "Hey, can I get your recipe for so-and-so?"
Write it down.
I don't have them. I just cook.
You should write them down.
You need to write it down. But usually,
this is the other
thing. Yeah, for them and their progeny.
The other thing is I change them all the time. The recipes? I mean.
Yeah, but put your basic one down.
Give us the jambalaya recipe on a piece of paper.
I've done that.
You forgot.
I have. I even laminated it.
If you don't do this, you're going to be on your deathbed at 90 going, don't forget the salt. How much? No, how much salt?
It's like the least important ingredient to not know.
I don't remember music and movies the way you do. Sometimes I'll sit down and watch a movie and go, this looks familiar, and that's why I'll watch it again.
For me, it's that song that says wrapped up like a deuce, and I always think it's wrapped up like a douche.
It is douche.
Nope.
It's douche.
It's look not it douche. Up. Carter, it's not douche.
It's douche. Oh, don't look it up now, but anyway, hopefully I've answered your question. Oh, now we have the clicking.
There it is right here, wrapped up like a deuce. Wrapped up like a deuce, another famous lyrics. Okay, hold on.
Oh my goodness.
Just look up the actual lyrics.
You guys and your looking up. Anyway, hopefully I answered your question. I don't have...
Blinded by the Light.
I don't have that because I don't know lyrics to the songs unless I'm listening to them.
Blinded by the Light. Okay, many of a sign word. Hold on, hon.
We just need the lyrics. I'm going to look it up on my
phone. Deuce. It's Deuce. Go look it up and you'll see. Anyway, because that's the one that always bugged me. The other one was... Don't let nobody kiss your bum. And I'm still not sure what he says. Or not pick your bum. And it's from the Cars. And they go, don't let nobody pick your bum. Shake it up. Do that one. I still don't know what they really say.
Maybe they're talking about don't pick up a bum.
I don't know, because the homeless people are nice. You gotta pick them up. Cara, you look that up and you're gonna be really sad. These are called Mondegreens, by the way. We talked about them today. They're misheard lyrics.
Interesting.
Here it is right here.
Can we get back to
actual lines? Blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Because a deuce is a car.
Yeah. Not wrapped up.
He says douche, though.
Look.
Like, I don't care if that's the lyrics. The singer says douche. Here, let me
play
douche.
It. Listen. Play it. Just play it out loud. It's fine.
Okay. Gotta go back. I just heard it.
This is the most Johnson argument we've ever had.
He says douche.
It doesn't matter. The point is that it's not that. It's this.
But he says it. Oh, it's not gosh. Misheard. It's mislyrics.
No, it's misheard.
It's misspoken.
Okay. What was the other one? Oh, that's it. Oh, Kim, so you don't have any is the point.
I really don't. I'm the worst at remembering anything except for the things that I'm good at remembering.
It is true. You'll find a show or a Hallmark movie or something, and I'll be like, we watched this last year. I could tell you the whole plot. And you're like, I don't remember.
Well, hold on. This thing reset.
The other problem is a lot of those actors are the same. And so
Jeremy.
There we got it. He goes, he says, for me, it was Dirty Deeds by AC/DC. It had a line that went, dirty deeds, done dirt cheap. That's the real line. Dirty Deeds. Says, when I was young, I thought the lyrics were Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Chief.
Oh, that's like, I actually have one of Metallica. It's Master of Puppets.
What would they say?
I used to hear Master Blaster.
Master Blaster?
Master
Blaster, like the video game.
Why?
That's because that's a Mondegreen.
It's a weird one.
It says, I had no clue what it meant, but it sounded badass to me so I went with it. It wasn't until I was in eighth grade and found out what the correct lyrics were. My second question is, who were you in high school? What cliques were you a part of? And how did you view yourself in your social circles and your overall high school experience, Kim?
Okay, so first of all, I was the junior and senior class president.
Yes, she was.
But I was still the nerdy artist kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kim can draw. She never does it anymore.
I made pretty good grades, decent grades. So I was, some people, you know, they always were like, well, you're a smart kid. But when it came to math, I wasn't. But I did love art classes, and I had a great art teacher.
That's hilarious, because now you won't draw, but you'll remember phone numbers till the end of your life.
Not really. I do draw when I need to draw, but I don't draw like you guys draw.
I know, but it feels like when you... You
should be drawing while you're like watching Hallmark.
Yeah.
I should be. Now that I have an iPad, I will.
Yeah, Hallmark movies inspire all sorts of art.
Oh, crap.
But no, like...
Anyway.
I feel like you went, oh, well, the house is full of artists. I don't need to do this anymore. And it bums me out. I wish you would have kept doing it.
It shouldn't bum you out. Bums me out. I do what I want to do.
I'm severely depressed.
I do what I want to do. So
how you want to do it, when you want to do it.
Frustrates me when you're like, it bums me out that you don't draw. I'm like, sorry,
I wish you would still draw. That's all. That's all. But I wouldn't say you were in cliques or anything.
No.
Not really. You and your sister hung out.
I hung out with a lot of different people. I hung out with the cheerleaders and the football players and the basketball players and all of those things.
Yeah.
So I kind of was across the board. Everyone knew who I was. But I also was in a very small high school.
Yeah.
I graduated with 113 people.
Jefferson Davis?
Hancock High School.
John Hancock. John?
Hancock High School. That's
not
Hancock.
Named after nope. Hancock, the movie with Will Smith? Hancock?
Yes, okay. Named after that.
Wow, they were ahead of themselves.
Ahead of their time.
100 and how many?
113.
We had like 700 or something.
I know. I had like 2,000. No joke.
Is that why we did it down at the Delta type. Center? Is
yeah,
that why?
It was enormous.
Carter graduated in 2015.
Long that freaking ceremony was.
One of my favorite years of all time, 2015. Love all that right.
I love. Do you know not why? Being in high school,
I was skinny.
Oh my gosh, she's not a girl.
Hold on now, I was skinny.
Mom, that's
but I was skinny.
I think my kids were loads of fun then. Taylor got married that year.
Yeah, we're not fun anymore.
No, that wasn't the same year.
2015.
No, 2014. She got married 2014 because
toward the end of the year though.
14.
You sure?
Yeah, it was September.
All right. Mad Max Fury Road came out that spring. So I remember Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh my gosh, that's changed my life, isn't it?
That's the main reason.
That's the main reason 2015 was good.
I have good years on the fives. I loved 2000. Sorry, let me do this again. 95, amazing. Love that year. I have nothing but fond memories about Taylor's first year of life. Okay. Just loved it. Then 2000, go to the next five. 2005, great year. Last time I barfed. My streak holds. I haven't barfed since 2005.
I feel like it's coming up. The way he mentions it all the time, it has to happen.
Batman Begins, all that. 2000, what happens after that? 10? 10? 10, no big deal. 15? Amazing. So 20? Boom.
So 2025 is going to be great.
I hope so. Right, finally one more. This is from all the way in Denmark, which is in Europe. That's where that is.
Okay.
Hi, Scott and Kim. Love the show and as an avid listener to most Frog Pants shows. My wife and I have a 2-year-old daughter who we love to death, and she is the light of our life. Aw. I spend all afternoon after work painting, going on trips, nature walks, and so on with her, and we spend all of our time with her after dinner because she has to go to bed. Or before she has to go to bed, not because. sorry. And then there's laundry, grocery shopping, and so on. Time used to be infinite. Now it feels like there is never enough time. I kind of feel like there's not much time, much me time anymore. How do you guys get me or us time with 3 kids? Did you just suck it up? Or did you make plans for me, us time? Hope this question makes sense. Thanks for the great show. Morton.
Absolutely makes sense. We had to make our time, our us time and our me time.
Lots of dates. It was easier when the kids got older.
Yes, but even when they were little, we would make sure we took that time, even if it was quarterly of the year, we would make sure we had a date with babysitters and we were able to do all that. That's really hard right now, I know.
Yeah, it's harder now than usual.
And things like that. Yeah. But you have to make it only because when I would go on a girls' weekend, for instance, the me time, I'd go on a girls' weekend, I'd be gone for 2 to 3 days, I'd come back and I just was like ready to start cooking again and everything was great and I was happy because I had just taken the break from breakfast, lunch, dinner, bath time, laundry, kitchen, clean, vacuum, all the things you have to do.
But then there'd be like a Friday where I'd say, oh, Andrew wants to see a movie. And you'd say, "Don't, I got him. It's good. Go ahead. I've got the kids." And then I'd do the same for Kim when she wanted to go somewhere. Absolutely. So we try to make room for each other to have alone time. And then we were pretty good about making scheduling sure we time.
Yeah. We time?
Yeah. For all
me
the making out.
Me time and we time.
Making out and touching butts.
Like a tiny time. Just a wee bit of time.
Just a wee bit of time. It's starting to itch and hurt at the same time.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Can I punch you in the arm now?
No.
Can I slap you?
Ooh, it feels good to do this lightly. All right. Anyway, so that's how that worked. And it was,
I just
and
think
it was great.
It's important you to make it happen because if you don't, you start to resent.
Yeah, you don't want to resent
each
other.
The fact that you don't
have
any time. And you won't resent your child over it because it's so much fun. But after a while, it starts to feel the burnout of every day, in and out, all the things you got to do. You just need to have some time to.
I agree.
To, I don't know.
But I love that he's spending so much time with the kid now because that's going to matter one day. Absolutely. And that kid will always look back very fondly on their childhood. Childhood's the only childhood they're going to have.
Hang out with their friends. You're going to be like, but no. Then you're going to be like, yeah, I have me time now.
Yeah, but you can also be like, we didn't really do that. We became the Kool-Aid house. We've talked about it before, what? Where everybody came.
Everyone was at our house.
Kool-Aid house? Yeah, the Kool-Aid house. We always say that.
The house.
The house has the Kool-Aid.
We always called it the game house because we had all the video games.
It's the same concept. It's the same concept.
Our age group calls it the Kool-Aid house because only certain houses even served Kool-Aid.
Yeah. If if your friend's house had Kool-Aid, they were the cool family.
Yeah. Their parents gave you sugar drinks.
Yeah, the commercial was wrong when they'd say, ooh, Sunny Delight, and push past the purple stuff. We wanted the purple stuff.
Oh, the purple stuff's good.
I mean, that's an old commercial. And
that was the Kool-Aid.
Morton might be too young.
But only certain people would give their kids the sugar drinks.
No, I know. And they were cool. So we were the cool place to hang, and they'd come and they'd play on our PlayStations and our
GameCubes
and whatever era that was. And
lots of Rock Band.
Lots of Rock Band.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So much Rock Band.
Kids would destroy the house, but it was okay.
It was the worst too, because mom would let people in, let my friends in when I wasn't home.
Yeah.
And she would feed them they'd and give them video over, games. And they'd play
and they'd be like, oh, and I'd come is home Carter and be like, here?
Why are they here?
And then they yeah. would be like, I was like, oh, sorry, she's not. Well, is it right if we hang out and just wait for her to get here?
We had that a lot.
There was always food.
But it was good. Games, books, on those like weekends whatever. Where you don't know where your kids are, we knew where they were because they were right there in the house.
They were always at our house.
Yeah.
And I was fine with it. Even when we got, they were all teenagers and we got a hot tub. We would have teenagers in our hot tub and then we'd have to empty it out because it was so foamy and from funky. All the lotion and.
Disgusting kids.
Everything.
The boys were all gross. I loved them, but they were gross.
They were fun. They were
greasy. They were greasy and smelly. They
would all come hang out. For what we got a fire pit. I remember that in our yard when they were teenagers and they used to sit out there and do marshmallows for hours.
Just talking and eating marshmallows. Yeah.
Ugh.
So we rarely had a moment where it was like, where's Taylor and what is she doing?
Where are they?
And I was always at home reading a book.
Yeah, Carter read books a lot. That was her social life.
Carter was all about books and animals. He had lots of animals.
And Nick was about climbing everything and seeing how high he could get and not dying. That was kind of his whole thing. But in Taylor's case, she was very social. And she hung out with a ton of boys.
They were all.
And they all hung out with her because, you know, she was cute, whatever. But I remember one night we get that phone call one street over. Somebody had broken into a house.
An abandoned house. Not abandoned,
just an empty.
It had never sold.
It was a new house, newish house, but never sold. So it was just.
It was like 10 years old when we moved there.
Something like that. Anyway, these boys and her thought it'd be funny to try to get that garage up and
just
get in there.
Check it out. They want to go in this dark house that's there never like, been let up.
There were stories told about that house. Like it was the haunted house. Even though no one had ever lived there.
This is what you do. You build stories when you're kids.
Yeah.
So then they go over there and they go break in there. And so then the cops come. They come out of our house and I'm like, please scare the poo out of these kids.
And they did. Drive up. I had been out and I drove up and I'm talking to my sister in the car. And all of a sudden I'm like, I have to go. The police are at my house. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
So I had to like go find out. And then
Tay was so scared. I told her, I said, Taylor.
We were fine with them scaring them a little bit. Like, sorry, you guys.
They weren't going to do anything. No. They were just like, one of these kids to know they shouldn't be doing
that. They didn't take anything. They didn't destroy anything. They didn't break anything even. They just got into an empty house.
Yeah. Yeah.
But these kids were so scared.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. The best was they never did it again.
His dad was a cop.
And he thought he was going to get away with it. And we were like, no, I'm sorry.
Wait, one of their dads was a
highway patrolman. That's
FBI guy.
That was who am I thinking of? Part of that group.
Oh, Alex wasn't in that group.
Not then.
Okay. They're, yeah.
Anyway.
There were many clicks.
I think it'll be fun to see her grow up that you're spending so much time because she'll always want to be around you. But it's even more fun when they get older and they know you're always there for them, but they can do what they want and you're always going to just be there.
Especially if you don't, you know, if a sibling never enters the scene, you know, the most important thing here is your relationship with the single kid and having them never feel like they're kind of alone, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys are doing great though. So I'm not worried about you at all. Food for the week. What are we doing for Christmas?
Christmas, we're having ham. Last year we did jambalaya.
Summer ham. City ham.
Spiral cut ham.
Spiral cut ham.
That's what we're having. Oh. Spiral cut ham.
Honey baked.
But I am going to do a bourbon glaze on it.
A bourbon glaze?
A bourbon glaze.
What does that mean? I don't know
what
that
means. It's going to be yummy glaze on top of the ham and cook it on there.
Are we all going to get a buzz on from your bourbon? No. Doesn't work that way?
Doesn't work that way.
You cook it out?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Every time you talk about drinking, it just tells everyone
that I don't drink.
That you don't know what you're doing.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I really don't.
I'm going to just make food that can kind of be around as people come and go because the kids are, some are here for the morning and then to the afternoon and then some get here in the early afternoon and stay all day. So it's, I wanted to have food that just kind of.
Is anyone staying here the first night or Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Who?
Nick and me.
There's but not, I want to be here when Van wakes up.
But they like to have their Christmas at home because that's their Christmas morning.
Oh, I thought maybe the other in-laws are getting it.
No.
Okay, I was going to get all competitive.
We're going to have three dogs and die.
We're going to have three dogs and die. Why are we going to have three dogs? Oh, Boomer. That's fine. Boomer's easy. Okay. I thought you were talking about babysitting somebody else's dog.
Calm down.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin. Christmas is ruined.
I am going to have food that's kind of sitting around. So we have like fruit platters and veggie platters, a ham. That we'll bring out at lunchtime and then put away, but it can be eaten hot or cold. And then lots of just finger foods.
What is a summer ham? Do you know?
No, I think it's just
summer. Heard about
butchered
it today.
In the summer.
How about a city ham?
City pig?
Not a clue.
Pretty sure they just don't have
honey
a bone.
Honey baked?
Well, the honey baked I know because you bake it in honey, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Bees make it.
I think it's maybe a sweet ham is a honey ham.
It's made from bees. Nobody wants bees in their ham.
It's like it's a pig raised by bees.
Pig bee.
Or a pig that gets
so hopefully more than that helps with your question, but I'm super excited because 2-year-olds are so much fun.
Yeah, they're the best. We love being so around him right fun. Now. He's so much fun. Unless he's sick and then he gives it to everybody, but that's fine. As long as it's not COVID, we're good. All right. I think that's all I had. You have anything else?
I had a couple of gifts that came, and it was Mike P. That
Mike sent P.
quite a few really amazing gifts for us this year. So thank you, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Say that. Yeah. I don't know if he wants us to get into details, but it was awesome.
Totally nice. So we appreciate it.
One of those I'm going to go up and fiddle with here after we're done.
Don't say it like that ever.
Why?
Why? Don't ever say that again.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one with the...
Stop.
What's it called?
Stop. Oh, my gosh.
What's it called?
It's a summer sausage.
Yeah, yeah. With the mustards in that? Yeah. Oh, man. I love that stuff so much.
I'm sure the audience can imagine the hand
and
motions
Bobby,
we were doing.
Ann, and Barry.
Oh, Bobby, Ann, and Barry folks sent us a pizza, deep dish pizzas from Chicago.
I'm actually really... Pizzas. I actually like these kind.
They're amazing. They're good.
I still...
Borchatelli's, like, or what is it? Hachibuchi's, or what's the name of the place? Laura Gucci's? Borgongo's? Something like that.
I have had... I've had Chicago style that was literally like drinking pizza. These are not like that.
Well, that's definitely not that. We can make one of those tonight.
Two of them. We need to make a vegetarian one too.
No, Chinese food.
What?
That's a really good Chinese place we discovered.
How good?
Really good.
Because there's... I have a range for what I think is like, good Chinese.
Like amazing.
If it's like...
And so much of it.
If it's like cheap. Panda Express, I'm going to...
No. It's so not. Much better. And it's actually Chinese food, like actual dishes.
All right. You have my interest.
Luminati's.
We'll Luminati's. Minaldi's.
Luminati.
Luminati's.
That's what we got.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Mysterious pizza. They're really nice, and we're very grateful for that. And thanks for all the cards we've gotten from people. Too many to name names.
Super fun.
Always very good.
And someone had been sending them to our, what's her name? It's been sending them to our wrong address.
Cloris Leachman.
No.
The Fran Millers. Drescher. Who?
The Millers.
The Millers.
They had been sending their Christmas cards to the wrong
oh,
address.
Oh, the people that lived here before us. No.
And
oh,
they
the Millers.
Sent us a stack of their old Sorry, Christmas yeah. cards. And it was so fantastic because you could just like flip through and look at
all
the years
these years.
And
they see their son,
their
grow,
son
up.
Grow up. Yeah. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, because so she's been sending them to our old address for 8 years or something. That was really sweet. I think they're
Super
awesome.
Super fun.
Love those guys. All right. Well, I think that's it then. Patreon.com/frogpants if you want to throw a couple of bucks our way. It helps us out a lot on these smaller, more independent shows on the network. So if you are inclined, we'd love it. Patreon.com/frogpants. Frogpants.com/skim is our website. Skimshow@gmail.com is that email address these all came from. So please use it frequently. We'd love to hear from you. Skimshow@gmail.com.
We'd like to hear your New Year's resolutions just for fun.
Would we?
I think it'll be a fun.
I don't even
segment.
Know what I want mine to be. I want to be a better self-promoter in 2022.
Send us some good ideas.
Yeah, we need some ideas.
For New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. What can we do in 2022 that'll make it better than 2021?
It won't take much.
Eradicate a global pandemic. Number one. Number two.
Yes.
Use less plastic.
Less plastic. What else? Number three. No fifth or sixth Gilmore Girls watch through. There you go.
Not cool.
You can have my ideas. They're free.
Not cool.
Whatever. All right. That's it. Thank you all for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We'll see you on the other side before New Year's for one more of these before the end of the year. Okay? All right. Bye now. Bye. Say, Carter, say bye.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.